It is actually March. We bring y'all to madness.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the date or something. I don't know. No. Anyway,
anyway,
whatever.
You know, March is always madness.
It is. I love it. Basketball season. Well, it's been basketball season, but it just get real, real.
Yeah, I'm talking about for business owners. Taxes.
Oh, my bad.
Got to file them business taxes by the end of March. But okay, hey, it is what it is.
I was talking about tournament.
Yeah, tournament. I'm talking about folks not trying to go to jail.
Right.
All right. Once again, thank y'all for tuning into the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast.
That's right. It's Tatiana.
With Michael.
Yeah.
She jumped the gun again.
I did.
Hey, we appreciate
March madness.
It is maddening as hell. Hey, we appreciate y'all tuning in to us. And as always, you can come by www.watchforthehook.com. Get that legacy greater than me, y'all. I'm telling y'all, hey, if you ain't getting it, you're missing out.
That's right.
And, you know, y'all didn't go to them big retailers. When you want to support your folks, man, come on by.
Yeah. It's ain't that simple.
Ain't no boycotting over here. But, yeah. So, all right. So, today, all right. So, the thing is now, as we sit up under the orange tyrant and the Negro peen, he ain't a Negro. He's a Nepo. I don't know. Yeah, the white dude from South Africa.
Afrikaner.
Yeah, the Afrikaner.
The Afrikaner, because their label is not African.
Yeah.
They're an Afrikaner. Yeah. It's like A-F-R-I.
Heroin or some shit like that.
No, K-C-C-K. I don't know. I'm going to have to look it back up.
Shit, motherfucker, probably KKK.
Steve. Michael.
You're just keeping it a buck. So, while we got these crazy folks out here ruining the United States economy.
Selling Teslas on the lawn.
like it's a hood cookout.
Well, it really gave that Saturday morning Car Wars type feel.
With no barbecue and no cereals.
Yeah. Well, no hot dogs. But there was people out there walking around like Teslas on the front line. I was like, is that the White House? Y'all find it?
You're talking about the house the black folk built?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
black built White House.
Yeah, black built White House.
Yeah.
But yeah, so as we are going through, we're in month number 3 of Owens Tyrant's takeover. We're sitting out here now and we're trying to figure out if they get ready to do these mass layoffs for the federal government.
More rounds.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, man, you know something, it's time for us to do for ourselves. All right. So it was 2022. Me and Ms. Parker put out an episode talking about fend for yourself.
Yeah, we did.
And so we've been talking about how most small black businesses had to get out the mud. So now there is this nuance or revolutionary term that's called do for self.
Yeah, you're going to have to like bring me up to speed on that. Like,
basically what they're saying is if you are, say, a black person, okay, a minority, okay, who had a government job, okay, and then you get laid the fuck off, okay, it's time for you to do for yourself. Like, you got to figure it out. You got to start your business and take over the world. What is now the difference between do for yourself and what we've been doing since before 1619, fending for yourself?
Well, this is the other question I have, because I'm a numbers person. After the layoff, right, and you're in that gray area of trying to figure out what you're going to do next, right? So while you're doing for yourself, are you putting in job applications somewhere else? Like, I'm just trying to figure it out.
I mean, you're going to have to, because most of 99% of Americans don't have a 6-month threshold, which is they say actually needed to survive a layoff.
6 months worth of savings, you know.
How can you save when inflation has gone up 9% the last 3 years?
Eggs are like $12 now.
Exactly. Oh, damn. Egg price ain't went down yet?
No.
Oh, another lie he fed. Oh,
okay. I mean, I haven't seen them go down.
Shit, no.
That's why I ain't bought none.
Yeah, no. They keep them clucking chicken eggs.
Yeah.
But so when we're looking at it right now, how, let's say if you are a person who has had a decent job making money, how do you now transition to do for self if you've never had to, quote unquote, do for self?
But this is the rebuttal question I have to that. for those that I'm just going to say, hey, you were making six figures, you know, working for the feds, right? Because that's how it's always, or at least how it's always been spun to me. I work for the feds. You know, everybody
You got
assumes
that good job.
You got good insurance. Everybody assumes you're making like minimum six figures. So you were working for the feds. You were making six figures. You done got laid off, right? Now you finna fend for yourself or do for yourself, right?
Yeah.
So did you save enough while you were working to be able to cover yourself while you're doing for yourself? Because when you start to do for yourself, it takes time.
Effort.
And resources.
Okay. So
and
there
let's
you go.
Remember, you got one pot of money because you've been doing for yourself. You done did for yourself, right?
Yeah, as you was working for the government.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you done saved up 6 months of living expenses. So for 6 months, you straight. If I don't go outside my budget, right?
Yes.
If I don't live above my means, I'm good for 6 months, right?
Yes.
However, comma, now you're trying to live off that one pot of money for 6 months, right?
Yes.
And you're trying to, because see, now you got a lot of extra time on your hand. Now you with the shit.
What is it? Out of mind, the devil.
Out of mind. You out here ordering dumb stuff, buying dumb stuff, going to brunch, dumb times of the day. Now you're expending more than what you had saved, right?
Because you got time.
Because now you got time to go to lunch. You got time to go to brunch.
Don't do that. You got time to go to
lunch. Yeah, time today.
I'm saying folks spend $100 for lunch.
Probably so. But where I'm going with this is, right, you got a little time. You're expending more than what you should.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to tell yourself, I deserve this break. You know? Now you're justifying everything you're doing, which totally goes against your whole plan for the amount that you managed to save for 6 months, right?
Exactly.
Because if you had thought about the bullshittery whenever you became idle, you might have increased your savings just a little bit more to cover that 10% of bullshit you finna do.
Yeah.
But you hadn't planned for that, right?
Yeah.
So now you're living outside your means, essentially. You're expending more than what you projected you would spend. And you finna put your big boy and big girl panties on and you finna do for yourself. You finna start a business. So now you finna deplete those resources even more.
Exactly.
So that 6 months
yeah.
with the bullshittery and depleting your resources because you now finna fend for do for yourself might have just went down to 3.5.
So Ms. Parker gave y'all a very sweet and eloquent. I loved it because you basically said they had did right.
Yeah.
You giving them the opportunity to say that they did right.
Now, yes.
I'm going to give you the fuck shit.
Yeah.
But them folks that work those jobs, they maybe end up like us.
Yeah.
They had two plus kids.
Yeah.
A dog, a house, a picket fence.
Right.
Guess what happened? They ain't had 6 months.
Right.
Because if they're my age, I ain't going to tell my wife's age, one of them kids in college, you have paying for that.
Right.
One of them kids in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You paying on that too.
Class ring.
Yeah. So guess what happened? I ain't got that reserve.
Nope. Family reserve
ain't got that
gone.
Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what happened? We were living.
Yes.
I had to survive.
Yes.
We had to maintain.
Absolutely.
See, those words hold volume in households.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, a lot of people are in survival mode.
Yes.
Because of what's happening right now. 2 or 3 years ago, they was maintaining.
Right.
So now, somebody ain't got that.
Right.
So now they trying to do for self. They got zero.
Zero.
Start from scratch. As we say, getting it out the mud.
But then your expectation, right,
mm-hmm.
for doing for self, because you got a 6 month window
yep.
to become a bagillionaire.
Oh, a bajillion. A bajillion dollars.
You got 6 months, but remember, we just backtracked it. We walked them numbers back.
Ooh.
We said with doing for ourselves, with the bullshittery, because now we got time today and we deserve this break. That 6 months just went to 3.5.
You took a vacation because you needed to relax.
Yeah, I got to decompress, right? So that, what, 24 weeks just went to, what, 14 weeks?
Yep. That's a little over 3 months.
Yeah, 3.5 months. So now you need to A, take that do for yourself idea to implementation.
Talk about that all the time.
Right? You got to get it rolling, right? You got to get it out there. You got to have so much visibility because A, if you're selling a product or providing a service, essentially, you want to sell out. And
all the way.
And even what I mean by, you know, selling out with providing a service, mm-hmm. you need to sell out your time slots of availability, right?
Exactly.
So you have all of 14 weeks to make that happen where your do for self idea can now do for your household.
Because now
what your check was doing.
But your check was supposed to cover your ideas to implementation now have to cover that.
Yes.
But what we always know, Ms. Parker, you're going to have to be your own bank sometime.
Yes.
And then.
That's where going from 6 months down to 3.5 comes into play.
And now even think about it. What have they done now in the last few months? They have rolled back ways to gain access to capital.
Yes. The playing field is not level.
Oh.
It's not level.
It is sloped as hell. Mm-hmm. It is a. If you work in the world of triangles, it is steep as fuck. You are sliding downhill. Or you are trying to climb the impossible mountain. Because now, let's just say, you don't have those skills that are translatable to doing for yourself.
Right, right. You do need those transferable skills.
You have to have it. And a lot of people now are starting to realize that ain't them.
No. And networking for something like brand new for you like that, that's not likely to happen to the extent or the magnitude that you need it to happen within like 2 weeks. Because now, remember, we went from 6 months to 3.5.
Yep.
Now we just took out 2 weeks for networking, right?
Yep.
Now you're down 3 months.
And guess what happens?
Clock's ticking.
Clock is ticking.
Clock's ticking.
Meals do.
Yeah. You get late notices.
Somebody needs something. Because the bills don't stop.
Nope. You can only get so many extensions.
Yeah.
They probably like, she's saying that like she got experience.
I mean, listen, it is what it is. You got to understand how life works.
Right.
We don't give a damn what your circumstances are. All they know is the bill has come. One thing I've always said, the bill will come.
That's what you always say. The bill must come to. I'm like, what kind of garbage is that?
But it's real when you're thinking about it right now. You have people who sometimes, or maybe a lot of times, when they discuss business owners, even like us, we still keep our 9-to-5.
Yes.
As we are navigating the entrepreneur world.
In multiple facets.
We've been doing this for, in some parts, over half a decade.
Yes.
You will never figure it all the way out.
No.
And like Ms. Parker say sometimes, we ain't got nobody to give us a easy $1 million loan.
No.
So when you now have to do for self in 2025,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't the same as fending for yourself back in 2022.
No.
Now you're coming up here and you're like, where the hell do I go from here? That takes time too.
Yeah.
Because that now you got to do what? You said 14 weeks, 2 for networking. Ms. Parker, how long does it take to do the research to figure out what the hell you're trying to do?
That's months. And some people may rebuttal and say, well, I've been thinking about doing this. It's something kind of like COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about doing, I've been wanting to do it. I finally had time, so I decided to start it, right?
Mm-hmm. Guess what's different now than when COVID was around?
Child.
From 3 letters, P-P-M-P.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say the resources, because, you know, with COVID, they were slapping them checks around.
With money.
People was lying. People ain't never had a business. Now they got 4 licenses. What?
Shit, some of them in jail.
That's true. Not me.
And they
not
build,
I.
And they building jails for the rest of them.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. You just said it hit on head. Now in 2025, they have now limited your resources,
yeah.
your access to capital. Even, let's just keep it a buck. Even the type of businesses you can even establish
yes.
have now been limited.
Yes.
Because now they're like, how the fuck you gonna do that? Because they're going to ask you some questions.
Yeah. Man. And let's not talk about, you know, when it's time to file taxes on those businesses.
Oh, yeah. We just filed taxes the other day.
Things change. They have changed every year.
Yeah. I just sit there and talk to my tax guys. We were filing business taxes last week. They just basically said, he let me know, they changed tax laws in the middle of this tax season.
Right.
Now, take it for what it is. They're filing taxes on what your business did in 2024.
Right.
But they're now holding you to the verbiage and the legality of 2025.
Right.
For something you did last year.
Right. That was not established on their end last year. So what this feels to me like, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They had X amount of filers, right?
Yep.
You see certain things start to become a trend that could be positive for the patron, negative mm-hmm. for the political people, right?
Negative for the people trying to get your money.
Yeah. So then, oh, we can just fix it.
We can change the rules.
We just change the rule. So what was beneficial to you all from last year is no longer beneficial to you now because now it doesn't exist.
Don't just like
yeah. That. It's too much positive.
And that is one of the hardest things right now for people to understand is that people are sitting here thinking, well, they'll just have to go out and find new jobs. So if the government is decreasing by thousands upon thousands of jobs, what company have you seen offering thousands upon thousands of new jobs?
For those particular, you know, areas.
Yeah, like, I will tell you.
Okay, we just lost, you know,
no damn about it.
15,000 IRS tax people, right? Yeah. Oh, this company's hiring 14,999 tax people that hopefully have experience with IRS stuff.
Ain't seen that post yet.
Yeah, nah.
You ain't
That's
seen
a lot of requisitions.
You ain't seen it on none of them job postings.
Nah, ain't seen that.
And that's the crutch to all this. People say now, all right, they done screwed us over. We gonna show them. We gonna do for self. We gonna show them we can make it on our own. How? Sway. How? You need to understand. People say, oh, you can just get off the grid. What grid? They gonna get off the grid if you owe Entergy, gas, water bill, money.
Yeah.
You can't get off the grid.
No, not really.
You got a cell phone? Mm-hmm. That bill do too. You got some internet? You listening?
You said you were doing for yourself, so you're going to need the internet.
Yeah. How can you get to millions? Millions.
To get those bagillion dollars.
If you ain't got no damn internet.
Yeah, that's not. Because, I mean, you ain't going to go sit at Starbucks all day.
Exactly. It is just.
But then they going to know you're there because you're behind coffee.
Coffee ain't free. Gee, that cup of coffee high as hell.
Ain't it?
Ain't none of that shit free.
That's expensive. I can't. That's
them little croissant sandwiches. Bitches, I do.
That's not in my repertoire.
No. Them crappy frappuccinos or crappy
with the crumble top. It's too sweet and too hot.
Getting your diabetes, high blood pressure, and the sugars all in.
Right.
But now you're broke.
Right.
Tell me how that works.
They don't.
But yeah, so. When people are sitting up here telling y'all it's time for us to pull up our bootstraps and do for self, shit, you got to ask yourself the real question. What the hell does do for self mean?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out. I'm not against the thought or the idea. I'm not against the precedents. The what sounds like it's a revolt in the making. I'm not against it. I just need to understand what does it mean.
I mean, they say. When God closes a door, he opens a window.
That's true. People say that, but I'm like, do for self. So a person A lost their job. So now do for self is them to start a business utilizing their saved dollars that they're going to need to stay afloat while they look for another job or the do for self business take off. Like, it's just a lot.
I mean, I'm going to ask you the same question. When we signed the bank loan, did we sign it to Jesus?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I'm
tired of my social.
Yeah, it's tired of you. It didn't say guarantor was Jesus.
Guarantor
was
yeah.
you and me.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
you don't
so
need that.
When you doing for sale, your ass on the line.
Idiot. That you know what? I think you just ended it.
Your ass on the line. And when you get laid off, your ass on the line.
Yes, your ass is always on the line regardless.
Exactly. So, you know, Ms. Parker, I appreciate you. You know, we sitting up here, we ain't in the gloom and doom.
No.
But what we saying is, coming down this pipe, when people start getting laid off even more, there's going to be this rally cry that says, do for sale. We just want to know, what the hell does that really mean?
What does do for self look like?
Catch y'all next time.